Researchers wanted to get a better idea why the dreaded H5N1 pandemic might be so deadly studied the 1918 Spanish flu, which killed 50 million people. Many of them were healthy young adults. Researchers altered the early 20th century virus at a biosafety lab in Winnipeg, Canada, to make it genetically similar to the H5N1 virus. Then scientists infected 7 macaque monkeys with the altered virus. The experiment was supposed to last 3 weeks, but after 8 days, the monkeys became too sick to live.
Monkeys were affected severely enough so that it required euthanization.
Yoshihira Kawoka, a virologist at the University of Wisconsin, led the study, which was published in Nature. Unlike other avian flu viruses, which are eventually controlled by the immune system, Kawoka and colleagues found that their 1918 flu model stimulated an uncontrolled immune response.
The severe illness found in patients in 1918 and animals infected with 1918 virus was due to continued replication of the virus, which triggered unusual immune response.
The investigators say that may help explain why so many young people died of influenza in 1918. Their healthy immune systems may have fueled the virus. Co-author Michael Cates of the University of Washington says, despite such research, no one can predict what would happen in the next flu pandemic.
So I think that it's extremely critical to develop animal models with these highly pathogenic viruses so that should there be another epidemic or pandemic, we will have the models in place, we will have the drugs tested, we will have the vaccines tested, so that we could be better prepared. I think really that's what this is all about.
Virologist Michael Cates of the University of Washington. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。